Hello and welcome to On the Way Up, WNCW's new music podcast. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick. In this episode, we take a listen to some of the most popular music with WNCW DJs in 2019 and feature songs not heard yet on the show. In DJ for a Day, we welcome our intern, Joshua Ming. Great conversation there. I'll leave off a segue of the show on this episode, but mix it up by substituting one brand new track from Marcus King, whose album El Dorado lands this month. 11 of our hosts contributed to the playlist on our show, and I picked one of the artists on each of their top 10 lists that had not been featured in previous episodes of On the Way Up. Some names on those DJs' lists that were previously featured here include Tyler Ramsey, Joseph Huber, Hayes Carl, Anders Osborne, Esther Rose, Ian No, Mandolin Orange, Fruit Bats, Adrian Quesada, and Rodrigo y Gabriela, among others. There was some overlap with myself and Ross O'Neill, both putting Andrew Bird at the top of our lists, for example, and the first artist in our podcast was a favorite of several DJs. This is Alexa Rose with Fine Tooth Comb from Medicine for Living. Thank you.
María del cielo, qué linda María. María, María divina, qué suerte que tuve tenerte en mi vida. Llámalo. Llame la muerte, que te vayas así. María, María, mi vida, de noche y de día, solo pienso en ti. Llámalo.
It is always fun to be exposed to a new artist and watch them take off. From the album that clocked in at number 34 on our top releases of the year, and that midday and going across the mountain host Joe Green put in his top 10 list, that was Che Apalache with Maria from their album Rearrange My Heart. Che Apalache is a four-piece band based in Buenos Aires with members from Argentina, Mexico, and the U.S. Joe Troop is the group's founder and fiddler, a North Carolina-born multi-instrumentalist, singer, songwriter, and composer who moved to Argentina in 2010. It was there that he taught music for a living, and in so doing found banjo player Paul Barjao, guitar player Franco Martino, and mandolinist Martin Bobrick. Apologies if I mispronounced any of those names. They were at first a bluegrass band, but eventually brought in more Latin American styles, as you could hear there. In the middle, that was Our Native Daughters with the song Music and Joy from their release titled Songs of Our Native Daughters. They are another debut in our DJ Top 10s and overall Top 100 lists, but there are a lot of familiar names here. Rhiannon Giddens, Layla McCalla, Allison Rustle, and Amethyst Kia. We know Rhiannon Giddens from her time in the Carolina Chocolate Drops, the old-time string band she co-founded, as well as her solo work. Amethyst Kia is a singer from Eastern Tennessee that we have often played here as well. Layla McCalla is a Haitian-American who draws on Creole and Cajun traditions. We featured her 2019 album, The Capitalist Blues, on WNCW a good bit. Allison Rustle is a Canadian singer and multi-instrumentalist who rounds out the quartet. Weekday morning host and WNCW music director Martin Anderson included this album in his top 10 of the year. Starting the podcast was Alexa Rose, yet another artist in that set who have ties to our region of Appalachia. Alexa was born in the Allegheny Highlands of Western Virginia and raised in the tiny railroad town of Clifton Gorge. Though no one in her immediate family played or sang, she remembers, quote, "Growing up, I would hear stories of my great-grandfather, Alvy, who for a time lived and played with Lester Flatt when they were both young men. There are so many musicians where I'm from, people who just play on their porch or in some local bar, and they're amazing. They don't do it commercially, but that's not the essence of what they do. There's a deep connection between their sense of place and the music they make. That's what really inspires me about the musical culture in the South and the mountains especially," end quote. Coming up, it's our DJ for a Day segment with WNCW intern Josh Ming, who also helped produce this episode of On the Way Up. That's after this next set, which begins with Charlie Wooten. Here's his fine cover of the Rolling Stones' Miss You, one of WNCW's Rhythm Theorem host Scotty Robertson's top picks of 2019. We'll be right back.
Come again. Come again, telepathic. Let's start again. Come again, my friend, telemagic, and let's start again.
The sun is shining over you.
Skies are blue over you.
My love is smiling with you.
The breeze is cool, breeze is cool. Sky.
The sun is shining over you.
Cool breeze hanging over you. Sun is shining.
My love is smiling with you.
In the morning, in the evening, no squeeze.
The sun is shining over you.
Good trees freeze. The government freeze. Ice cold. Sun is shining. In the morning, the breeze are laughing. Ha 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 ha. Come again, my friend. Come again, my friend. Come again, you're not seeing nothing yet. In the morning, are blowing. Trees are growing. In the evening, are laughing. Bad dreams, bad dreams, bad dreams come true. Come in the morning, my friend, come true. God's skies are blue over you. Love his eyes are blue. God is over you. Come again. Love is over you, my friend. Love is over again. What you give, you gonna get. Oh, you don't hear nothing yet. Just wait till this guy starts to sweat. Tell me what you gonna get. What you give, you gonna get. Blue sky, blue. Blue sky over you.
Swaying from San Francisco band Fetiver. Their latest album is Up on High. And Ross O'Neill, WNCW's Thursday night host, especially liked it, putting it into his top 10 for the year. Vetiver gets their name from the species of Indian grass used in making perfume that now grows in California. The band is the brainchild of songwriter Andy Kabik and began as a trio. Devendra Banhart was a key member of the group for a time as well. Vetiver is scheduled to play the Grey Eagle in Asheville in early April. Ahead of that, it was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with the title cut from Fishing for Fishies. Spencer Jones is a salesperson at WNCW and he still hosts our weekday music mix pretty often. He included the Australian six-piece in his favorite albums of the year. This is a band that we have featured often in recent years, and their sound ranges from psychedelia and vintage pop to the incredibly strange. And they make lots and lots of records, releasing 2 EPs and 15 studio albums since they began a decade ago. In 2017, they delivered 5 full albums of material. The Longevity Award for this playlist goes to Lee Scratch Perry, who gave us Sun is Shining from his Roots Reggae Dub release. You know, Lee Perry was in his renaissance back when I was in college, and I'm pretty old now. He just keeps on going and giving us more of that crucial reggae, adding to his long list of achievements as a pioneer in dub music and innovator in the studio. Weekday Afternoon and Jazz and Beyond host Roland Dieroff gave Rainford Hugh Perry a spot in his top 10 list. At the top of the set, that was the Charlie Wooten Project and their cover of the Rolling Stones classic Miss You from their album Blue Basso. Charlie Wooten was born and raised in Lafayette, Louisiana. His 4 older brothers were all exceptional musicians, and when he was a teenager, he studied classical and jazz during the day and played gigs at night with his brothers and did things like perform 6 straight hours of Zydeco music at the Lala with Chubby Carrier. Blue Basso refers to his signature instrument, which he got from Spyro Gyra bass player Kim Stone. And now it's time for our feature called DJ for a Day, where we pull back the curtain on life in radio, and today we welcome our ace intern, Joshua Meng. Josh is studying sound and music production in college in Germany, but he calls upstate South Carolina home and grew up listening to WNCW. His internship here concentrates on music production and mixing and explores lots of nooks and crannies in the programming at the radio station. He has been behind the scenes in Studio B. He has gone on the road with us to live events, and he even wrote the theme music to my other podcast, Southern Songs and Stories. Welcome to DJ for a Day, Joshua Meng. How's it going?
Pretty good, thank you.
Josh, we've been enjoying having you around here at WNCW for the past weeks. What is it, getting towards a month, couple
months.
Of months almost?
Yeah.
So let me let you raise the curtain and give your insight into what makes WNCW tick. And what were some of your expectations about this place before you got here? Maybe what kind of pictures you might have had in mind. And now that you've been here for a while, what stands out about WNCW?
I don't really think I had many expectations. I do remember just imagining all these radio boards and production rooms, and it's kind of similar to what I was imagining. And about the people here, I was thinking, you know, probably going to be friendly people, and those expectations were definitely met. And what I really didn't expect, though, was that so many doors to be open. Like, for example, the control room. It just really surprised me how you can just, like, anybody can just walk in and say hi to whoever's DJing at the moment. And, like, it's just, I'm surprised that it works out that way. Like, nobody just jumps in and starts yelling. You know, like, there could be interruptions that way.
Well, we don't want to give anybody any ideas, but, yeah, that's the way we roll.
Yeah. So it's just an open, friendly environment.
That's
I really
cool.
like it.
That's cool. Well, that's a good takeaway. So you play music, you play guitar, you make a lot of music. Tell us about all of the different flavors of music from Josh Meng.
Okay, so I started playing guitar when I was 12, picked it up from my dad. He started teaching me. And at first I just, you know, did some basic chords, some easy stuff, AC/DC, that's how I started learning. And I got into blues and funk, and now I've started singing, I play bass as well. And I've written some of my own songs, singer-songwriter type, kind of rock, funk, blues, just like I said. Those I'm still kind of working on right now. I haven't released any of those yet, but they'll be coming pretty soon. now that I've started studying sound and music production in Germany, I kind of got into electronic music. So at first I thought like electronic music was not the real thing and it wouldn't, you know, it doesn't feel right. It needs to be more like real instruments need to be involved for it to be real music, which I still kind of think that way. But now I kind of got into that scene. I got to see how it's made and I tried it myself, and like techno and stuff like that is just, it's not as easy as you would think. There's a lot of, it's different, like you're not playing an instrument, but it's a lot of work and it's definitely an art form as well. And so I have my first techno single released just recently in December on Spotify and Apple Music and anywhere else. It's called A Break from Sanity. That's pretty much what it sounds like too.
So you're a student in, let me see if I can pronounce this, if I can get it close, Hochschule Darmstadt.
It's, if you pronounce it in German, it would Hochschule Darmstadt.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hochschule Darmstadt.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't be laughed at too much, I hope.
No.
Okay. Tell us about being a student over there.
It's really interesting. We have lots of different kinds of aspects. Like there's not just mixing and, you know, all that sound stuff that I'm learning. We also learn about like coding, creative coding. So we'll have courses covering like how to make visuals for a music video, maybe just by coding it on the computer. And then we've done like radio stuff, like radio features. And we've even built our own devices, like synthesizers. Like my project for the third semester was just, we built this guitar synthesizer. So basically you plug in your guitar and the note and the note length, the velocity of the note you play on the guitar gets transformed by the computer into a full new synthesizer sound, something like that. So there's lots of creative things going on there. It's a lot of fun.
Well, that dovetails into what you are doing here at WNCW. Is a big part of your internship is that you're in Studio B and you're working with Sean Rubin, our audio engineer. Can you tell us a little bit about that and give us a behind-the-scenes look at what happens with these live broadcasts? To everybody listening, it might just sound like, hey, there's these people in a room and they're playing music, but there's a lot going on. So can you tell us about all the pieces and parts and some of what you do?
There's definitely a lot more going on than just musicians playing in a room, because we do have to, of course, set up for that. So first there's setting up the microphones and putting the cables into the right inputs and everything, getting all that mixed on the board. Then you'll have to make sure the microphones are set in the right directions, you know, make sure they're not pointing at the singer and the guitar at the same time so that it's kind of isolated signals. That all goes to the mixing board where Sean is sitting. He'll create like a rough mix, just, you know, get the sound check for the musicians so that everybody will just play together. They'll play a few songs before they go live on air. Sean will get the sound to sound right, you know, mix it with equalization and compression and all that.
Yeah. Okay, so standard interview question. Where do you see yourself after WNCW? Well, you've got a whole other year of school after right. You finish your internship, which is going to go through the beginning of March. But are you going to plan on being in the U.S.? Do you have any sort of jobs that you're looking at?
Well, since it's another year of school, I'm kind of haven't thought about that too much yet. I'm pretty much planning on probably staying in Germany. I really want to get my own music career going on. Like, I want to be an artist. I'll probably just plan on doing some mixing jobs and engineering jobs and stuff like that on the side, and maybe just have another side hustle, and so I have enough just financial, you know, for so that I can focus on my music and my free time and try to get that going.
Well, we wish you all the best. We know we've got a lot more fun to be had as you continue your internship here at WNCW.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks for your time.
Back into the music we go with a favorite release of the year from our Tuesday night host, Haley Walker. Sugar Ray Rayford also appears on WNCW's Crowd Around the Mic, Volume 23. Thank you, Sugar Ray. And from his album, Somebody Save Me, here's The Revelator.
Yeah. growing days seem so plain. The great ones always cut out early, they stop before the train. The brief white noise of noteworthy trade, the bottle in for the pen. You are no Hemingway, there's no John. Wildest of frontiers, they're already tame. Lately, feeling older, when the growing days seem so plain. The great ones always cut out early, they stop before the train. Trade the bottle in for the pen. You are no Hemingway, there's no John Wayne, no matter what they say.
Warning is the title track to the 2019 album by Lasers, Lasers Birmingham, who are actually from Los Angeles. Cosmic American Music Show fans will recognize that song, I bet. Brad Watson created that Friday night show here on WNCW a little over a decade ago now, and included the group's second release in his favorite albums from the past year. Frontman Alex Owen dubs it weird country music, and we can definitely get along with that here. Owen says he is inspired by classic country, but with themes that are very un-country, saying, quote, "I believe the job of the artist is to report on their time, place, and experience. So it would be inauthentic of me to attempt to sound exactly like my country music heroes," end quote. Before that, you heard another LA band, Starcrawler. That was You Dig Yours from Devour. They are a young band, ranging from 17 to 22 years old, and this is their second album. Starcrawler wears its retro punk and glam influences on its sleeve and has been a big hit on our overnight music mix hosted by Rob Daves. He has Starcrawler in his list of 2019 favorites. Sturgill Simpson took a sharp left turn with his latest record, Sound and Fury. That was the song Mercury in Retrograde. After winning a Grammy for Best Country Album with his preceding release, A Sailor's Guide to Earth, he came up with the concept of an anime soundtrack of space-age Southern rock and went to work recording it in Waterford, Michigan. And maybe it really isn't such a sharp left. Sturgill has always been a bit of an iconoclast. We played this record mostly during our nighttime music mix here at WNCW, and it wound up in the overall top 10 from all audience and staff votes. Jasmine Melton, host of Mountain Mornings, also put Sturgill Simpson in her top 10. He comes back through our region in February for two dates in Asheville. Sugar Ray Rayford got us started in that set with The Revelator from Somebody Save Me. He is a Blues Music Awards winner with his 2013 work on the Manish Boys album Double Dynamite, and this year he is up for six awards there. From Song of the Year to Vocalist of the Year to Soul Blues Album of the Year, Sugar Ray is bound to pick up on some more shiny hardware, I think. Things are really good for him now, but Sugar Ray Rayford's early years were tough. His mother struggled to raise three boys alone while battling cancer. He said, quote, "She suffered and we suffered. Then we moved in with my grandmother and our lives improved. We ate every day and we were in church every day, which I loved. I grew up in gospel and soul," end quote. Sugar Ray Rayford will play at the Albino Skunk Music Festival in Greer, South Carolina, this April. We end this episode, which looks back on the year, by looking forward. And if this album does not become a hit with WNCW listeners, well, I don't know what to think. Here's Marcus King with One Day She's Here.
Disappear up across the hill. One day here and the next she's gone. Didn't even get to hear me sing my song. Had her for a minute but she slipped away. Sadder than waiting on a rainy day. One day here and the next you gone. Still long enough to turn me home. She disappears just like a dawn. One day she's here, the next she's gone. Probably never find another one like her.
El Dorado is the solo release from Marcus King, who relocated to Nashville from his home in Greenville, South Carolina, not too long ago. He enlisted Dan Auerbach to produce the album and worked extensively with other songwriters, including Paul Overstreet. You can find out lots more about this project on my other podcast, Southern Songs and Stories, which is available on podcast platforms everywhere, as well as on WNCW.org. That's all for this episode of On the Way Up. Thanks for listening. A reminder that not only are these songs and artists featured in our music mix, but many are also on our Spotify playlist. You can find that simply listed as WNCW New Music under our profile there. Please support the artists you enjoy hearing here and the radio station that brings them to you on your FM dial, on your web stream, and in podcasts like this one. Becoming a member and helping us to continue our mission is quick and easy, and you can find out all about it on our website at wncw.org. Catch you next time. Our theme song from Eliza Lynn takes us away.
Sing a new song in the rain. Sing a new song to the drops coming down. Sing a new song. Sing a new song where the sky meets the ground.